Vince Audio presents the unabridged recording of Gilo by J.D. Horn, performed by Mia Ellis. This one's for Rich. He believed even when I couldn't. Book One. Mother May Wills. 1. Savannah, Georgia, August 1932.
The old woman couldn't have picked a hotter day to get herself buried, Jesse Wills whispered as he wiped his brow. A nervous smile came to his lips. The secrets of living and dying would forever remain a mystery to him, but he knew one thing for certain, and that was if his grandmother were alive to hear him speak of her as the old woman, she'd be chasing him around this here boneyard with a willow switch. Sorry there, Nana, he mumbled under his breath, not so sure he shared his wife Betty's Christian certainty as to the final disposition of the human soul. If anyone could figure out how to hold on to a piece of this world after passing, it would be his grandmother, Tuesday Jackson. She'd been a tough old gal right up to the end, his Nana. Barely 5 foot tall and light enough for a good wind to topple, Nana Tuesday had been tough enough to best Joe Lewis in any fight. A fool might have messed with Tuesday Jackson once, but he'd never do it twice. Jesse himself had tried her patience more than that, of course, but he was not just any old fool. He had been her favorite grandbaby. Now she was gone, being placed in Laurel Grove South Cemetery's earth, one grave over from where Jesse's daddy lay, right next to the plot his mama had reserved for herself. It wasn't the old way. Used to be his daddy would lie with his own people near the grave of his own mother, but his daddy's mama had been buried out on St. Helena Island, and Jesse's mama wanted her husband near, where she could visit him. Besides, the world had changed, at least in some ways. Jesse's cousins had invited their minister, young Pastor Jones, the preacher at Wildwood Congregational, to officiate a graveside service. Nana had never darkened the church's door in her life, so it didn't seem right dragging her in there now, when she no longer had any say over the matter. No, Nana Tuesday had never been a church-going lady. When visiting out on DeFowski...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?